Welcome to Books That Built Me, where we dive deep into the pages of meaningful books to uncover valuable insights and lessons. Today, we're spicing things up with some hot takes, which are my personal reflections and opinions on some of the lessons that some of the books that have built me have to offer. The genesis of this is I often get asked by my personal guests about what are my opinions on the books that have built me? What are my recommendations? And so I thought it would be fun to dive into that universe of books that have built me and what are the lessons that have shaped my life. I gotta say, books are very personal. It depends on where you were when you picked up the book, what frame of mind you were in, what you were thinking about when you read it. And so my hot takes are going to be my personal reflections and my personal opinions. But I do hope that you get it, that it sparks some creativity within you and you get some insight out of it. The book that we're talking about today is called The Decision Book. And this is 50 Models for Strategic Thinking by Mikhail Krogeris and Roman Schepeler. This book is born out of the questions that most of us face every single day, which are, what do I want? How can I get what I want? How can I live more happily? How can I work more efficiently? This book is sort of like a one single volume of the 50 best decision-making models used in MBA courses and elsewhere. And it really will help you tackle some of these more, you know, pressing, important questions. I think that the way that the book really delivers on this is that they've got this grid right at the beginning of the book. Before you jump into any single one model, it breaks it down into these quadrants for what is it that you're trying to achieve. And I think this page alone, like before the content even starts, this page alone is just so impactful. Because if you can understand what the ultimate frustration and problem is, like, are you looking to improve yourself? Are you looking to understand yourself better? Are you looking to improve others? Or are you looking to understand others better? To even just get to the heart of what it is that you want is so insightful, especially when you're coming from a place of stuckness. My journey with this book actually started in an airport. I was heading somewhere and, I'm one of those people that even though I've got books packed in my bag because I want to be reading wherever I'm going or on the airplane, I just can't help myself. I have to go into the airport bookstore and I allow myself to just be carried away by some of the titles and what it looks like. And so this book caught my eye because I was at the time in a place of stuckness and I was thinking about a lot of things and there was no real bottom lining of what is the problem. And there was no real action that felt like it was moving in the right direction. And so when I saw the title of this book, I thought, oh my God, I need to buy the decision book because I'm struggling with making a decision. And of course, you know, I added to my list of books that I'm carrying with me thinking, of course, I'm going to get to it. And I had just such a, you know, a backlog of books. And so this book collected a little bit of dust, but I thought that the first two pages or the grid at the front end and the back end really helped me get to the heart of this book in no time. So I didn't have to flip through the entire book for me to understand it completely. I just went with, where is it that I need to go? Like, what's the quadrant that will serve me? And then all the models are kind of listed out and done in a very sort of scientific way, which is really, really helpful for you to make your decision. Isn't that funny? You make decisions on which strategic model that you're going to pick. Anywho, I think that, you know, there is so much merit in books like this, in strategic models like this. I have a workshop coming up in a couple of weeks where I distill the best strategic models that you can bring to your workplaces for the most common decisions that we struggle with. So I will link that on my show notes. So for me, you know, I was thinking about this topic about decisions generally, and you know, I actually heard about this phrase last week about this fascination that people have with making right decisions. and the alternate approach about making decisions right. So let me say that again, because I think it's pretty profound. There is a distinct difference between making the right decision and making decisions right. You know, my gut tells me that people probably prioritize making the right decision over making decisions right, because it's so cerebral. It's so cerebral to want to make the right decision. And I think that's also what drew me to, you know, this kind of book, the decision book. It helps you think clearly. It helps sort of parse out all of the thoughts. And it's very strategic. And it's, you know, it's really, really cool to understand how to make decisions in the way that feed information in your brain, at least. And so what I mean by this is I think people have a bias towards this. I know I personally do, like where you get to live in the space of your mind, right? You're thinking about pro cons, you're focused on positives versus negatives. And it's this balancing act of, you know, is there more good that will come out of my decision than bad? You know, will it all work out for me? And so I think here's the other thing about this concept of making the right decision is that you are, I think, you know, allowing yourself to become part of the analysis paralysis bubble. Because the truth is that we'll actually never know the perfect solution to anything. Right. And it's like, you know, that saying hindsight is 20/20. You will only look back and think, oh, that was the perfect move for me, or oh, that was the right decision that I made when you look back. But in the present tense, when you're moving into the potential of multiple futures, there is actually no way of absolutely for certainty knowing that the one path that you will take is the right one for all of the possibilities that are out there. And so I think the other thing that's also coming to mind is, you know, in this space of making the right decision, is that people really give in to perfectionism in this space. Like, you want to give in to that voice that says it's got to be perfect or it's not worth it. At least, you know, I'll raise my hand to say that that's very true of for me. That's one of the reasons why I was so drawn to this book at the airport that one day. Because I wanted to make sure that I was thinking and rethinking and parsing out and reparsing out everything to the nth degree. Not only is it going to be a good decision, no, it's got to be the perfect decision. So as I talk about all of these things, like, you can even feel it, you know, it does feel hard. It feels like hard work making the right decision. And so what if we go into the other spectrum? This other concept of, let's say that you make a decision, whatever the decision is, and you focus on not making the right decision, but you focus on making your decisions right. Yeah, what lives here? And so as I think about this, the first thing that I've come to realize is if you want to live in the space of making your decisions right for you, the first thing that comes to mind is having trust in yourself and your abilities. And the reality is that most leaders know exactly what to do, right? Most people have got a really good gut instinct on what the right move is at any given time. And so what happens if you tuned up that trust within yourself, your abilities, and really just dialed up the volume on your capable, strong, smart, individual, like you've got everything that it takes. Your instincts are right. Trust them. Lean in. The second thing that comes to mind when I think about this space of making the decisions that you've made, make them right, what I think about here is the word commitment. Commitment. Like, how do you have commitment towards a decision that you've decided on? For me, you know, commitment is believing in the decision. Right. Like, really just accessing it fully, empowering that decision. You know, what I'm also trying to get at here is that wasted energy of flip-flopping does not live here, right? The whole, once you've made a decision, rethinking, is this the right move? Should I have done it differently? That is wasteful energy. And I also think that it is anti-commitment. And so what I want to say here about commitment is, you know, wasted energy and that cycle of crap that actually gets to be shoved away. Like, what happens if you don't give into that? And so commitment towards decision, it means believing in it, accessing it fully, empowering that decision. Don't flip flop, waste energy. And then the last thing that comes to mind when I think about how do you make decisions right? The last thing is acting on it. Like, we all live by default in the land of good ideas. Okay, so let's actually just share a little bit about that. So this is the land of good ideas. It's a very alluring space. It's addictive to live here because it's easy to think about concepts and to live in, ooh, that's a great idea, or ooh, that I'm going to consider that. Oh, I'll pin that thought. And it's harder and way more impactful to live in the land of action. So here's the thing. If you could fast forward your life 15, 20 years, 3 decades, whatever, and you come on this certainty that a decision that you're about to make, let's say in the present tense, was absolutely the game-changing decision for you. And if you then walked into your current present moment with that certainty of course I'm going to make this decision. I know for a fact that this is the one that makes all the difference for me. Like, what really happens when you go in with certainty and conviction? I think that's actually the winning concept here, right? Because in making the right decision, it's like this cautious optimism. And so what happens if we moved away from cautious optimism into the land of making decisions right, which feels more like contagious authority? Contagious authority over cautious optimism. And so for me, that's what making decisions right versus making the right decision feels like. That's it. I hope you had fun on this hot take. I'll see you in the next one.